Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Sabbath day, Shabbat Shalom, July the 11th. Saturday, July the 11th, 2015. And the time is 12:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, we want to talk about the Eagles Club, and we want to express, expose, and expand my newest book offer. As you know, I have a lot of different offers out there, and a lot of times when I put these offers on the table, I don't actually put a end date or an expiration date. So I'm going to be a little better at communicating so that way people listen to shows that I've done a year or two ago and will email or call about a particular offer that was made at that time. So today's offer is a membership drive promotion, if you will, for the Eagles Club. So before we talk about the 50 books or what's included in this membership drive that we're doing for the Eagles Club, we need to make sure that I want to just lay a brief brief synopsis of what the Eagles Club is. So today we have on the table 50 books for $500, or basically for $499. If one joins the Eagles Club. Now, the cost, again, to join the Eagles Club is only $25. So that fee is already included in the total of the $499. So if we look at the $25 minus the $499, what is it, $474, if my math is correct, for the 50 books, that is 50. Now, some of the books are audio books, and some of the books are written text. Now, some of the 500-page books that I have are not included in these 50 books. However, the 50 books that are on the table are worth more or just as valuable as all of the other books. So before we get into the books, I want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the Eagles Club. The Eagles Club, again, is eagerly advancing godly living in economics, scripturally, and scientifically. Let me say that again. Eagles. The Eagles stands for eagerly advancing godly living in economics, scripturally, and scientifically. Now, for most people, that's just, those are just words on a piece of paper that don't really mean anything. But if you really, really, really understand and look at the terms or the definitions of each one of these words, the first word that jumps off the table is eagerly. Now, each word of the Eagles Club, I'm not going to go into detail because I want to keep the message short today, but I need to make sure that everyone understands the mission. Because where there is no vision, people perish. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. And so when we talk about the Eagles Club, we are specifically talking about an organization of like-minded people seeking the deeper aspects of life and godliness. Let me say that again. The Eagles Club is a group of like-minded people seeking the deeper aspects of life and godliness. Let me say it again. The Eagles Club is an organization of like-minded people. That's the problem. The problem is if you're not like-minded, there's no way you can be a part of the Eagles Club. Because eagerly, to be eager, means that you got to have a group of people of like mind. So the Eagles Club is a group of people who set their egos, leave their egos at the door, and they come in and they understand the intention of everybody in the group. And so we don't, instead of looking at someone's action, get to know their heart. Because if you know the person's heart, then you're not caught up in their actions. But if you don't know their heart, what the devil presents to you as their heart, you're going to believe. And so the devil is going to bring to you people, and he's going to say, he's going to whisper these little words in your ear. That brother is trying to do this, or he's trying to do that. And you're going to believe him, because that's what everybody does. Because, again, you're not a part of a world-class scientific and spiritual organization of like-minded people seeking the deeper aspects of life and godliness. Eagerly. So eagerly simply means that you leave your ego at the door, and you come in with your true heart and your true intentions, and you are authentic and you're real. So before you can start promoting anything, you got to be real and honest and authentic with yourself. You know, one of the biggest problems we're going to be talking about here today, chronic dissatisfaction. One of the biggest things about chronic dissatisfaction, how can anyone ever love you for who you are if you become someone else to be with them? Let's overstand. So we're talking about books, but we're talking about something that's way more important than books. We're talking about your spirit. So how can you say that you love me if you changed who you are to be with me? So now you're a fraud and I'm a fraud, so we've got two frauds together committing fraud. That's why we can't eagerly advance. See, eagerly is just not a word, brothers and sisters. Each word of the Eagles Club was specifically research before I just throw a napkin them together because it sounds good. Eagerly advancing, so you want to advance. So you're a part of an organization, and you mean to tell me, since you've been with this organization for 3 years and you're in the same position where you started. Let me say that again. I don't know if you heard what I just said. So you're a part of an organization. You've been at work. You mean to tell me you've been on the job for 5 years and you never got promoted? You might want to get another job, homie. You see, one of the biggest mistakes that I made, brothers and sisters, is that most people don't even know when they are dissatisfied. You know, the biggest con is when you con yourself. It's called self-delusion. So how do you know you're deluded? You ain't advancing. See, Yahushua came that you may have life. I don't know about you. Put a seed in the ground and watch it. What does it do? It advances. Everything on this earth is advancing except you and me. And we're happy being unhappy because somebody's coddling us. Somebody got us hooked on the titty. So somebody, I'm talking to me, needs to get weaned off the titty. That's what the word advancing means. So you want to be a part of this organization, you need to understand the mission statement of the organization. Because again, eagerly advancing, godly. Is it, what type of living are we advancing again? We are eagerly advancing godly living, not just any kind of living. So what does that mean, brother? So that means you got to examine yourself. You need to make sure that what you are doing is godly. So you're living, but are you living godly? Oh, there's a lot of people living today, brothers and sisters. A lot of people living, but they are not living godly. So eagerly advancing godly living. Now, we could talk about that for a while, a couple of days. And after you become you, not your mate, you, oh, not your brother, you, not your sister, you, not your mother, you, not your father, after you become godly, then you're eligible for economics, a.k.a. cleronomics. But see, we're focusing on cleronomics before we've established godly living. That's why we're not moving anywhere. That's why I have to revamp the Eagles Club. So now the Eagles Club isn't product-driven. The Eagles Club is membership-driven. Oh, okay, we got a problem. Because nobody want to be a member. Everybody just wants products and services. Myself included. That's why I've been promoting it for 20 years. But now, again, I know I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack, but after I keep bumping my head up against the brick wall, after 20 years of bumping my head up against the brick wall, I asked the Father, Father, what's wrong? He said, you ain't got no relationship with me, son, and you ain't got no relationship with the people I put in your life. Second, now you got a relationship with a bunch of books. You got a relationship with blog talk shows, but you ain't got no relationship with the woman that's standing right in front of you or your own children. And you sure don't have a relationship with me. And you want me to advance you economically? So let me make sure you understand that now this is the Father talking to me. He said, let me make sure I get this right, son. So if I advance you economically, I'm going to advance what you're doing economically. Let me say that again. Advancing means growing. So you mean to tell me that I'm a holy God and you want me to advance unholy living? That's what you want me to do, son. Are you sure you want me to advance? Because I'll do it if you want me to do it. But again, if I advance you in your current state, you're going to advance in error. You're going to continue going down the road. So I would rather not advance you, son. I would rather keep you in this place until you keep bumping your head up against the brick wall until one day you wake up and decide, whoa, something is not right. So God saved me by not advancing me. And that's what's in these 50 books. Eagerly advancing, godly living. So you want to advance economically, and yeah, you got a woman and you treat her like trash. Oh, but you got a woman and y'all not even married. Oh, but you got a, you got a job, but you go to that job and you hate that job. When you get off work, you talk about that job, but that job is paying your bills. Oh, but you devoted yourself like me. Now, I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about nobody in my group. I'm not talking about nobody that I know on Facebook. I'm talking about Willie E. Rogers. I'm talking about myself. This is what I've been doing. I've been wanting the Father to advance me economically because I thought I had already done the eagerly advancing godly living. My Bible tells me that Christ loves the church so much that he willingly laid down his life for her. I wouldn't willingly take my wife to the movies. But I want economics. I want God to bless me. Really, dude, that's not how the system works. That's why I wasn't going anywhere. Thank God I didn't go anywhere. I am thankful that I failed. I'm thankful that my marriage failed because it was a fraud, because I was a fraud. And so I didn't want to promote no fraudness. And so I thank God that I'm in the position that I am right now. I am thankful. You see, I was so emotionally hard up and desperate that I was willing to say and do anything just to keep your attention. Let me say that again, my brother. Since I don't know if you understand what the Eagles Club is all about, because in the Eagles Club, you're not going to advance economically until you advance spiritually. So the Bible says that now the whole Eagles Club is founded on 3 John 1:2, which says, brethren, I wish above all things that you prosper, number one. Be in health, number two. Even as your soul prospers, number three. Yeah, that's the problem. Even as your soul prospers. No soul prosperity, no wealth, health, prosperity. So I want to prosper without my soul advancing in the vulture, and I honor my word above my own name. So I was crying and begging and praying in the name of Father, and he kept telling me, you might want to read my word, son. So I had to put myself in time out, and I went back and I read his word, and I realized that, oh, wow, I've been a fraud. I've been a Facebook phony. I'm not being authentic. So I have to go back to the wheel. So now I'm rebuilding the foundation on a sure and on a solid foundation. How do I rebuild it? I rebuild myself. I fall in love with myself and my God first. Then I could fall in love with somebody else. How can I love somebody else and I don't even love myself? See how you know that you love yourself, brothers and sisters, is when you get up in the morning and you look at yourself and you ain't got a dime in your pocket. And you're technically homeless, and you happy as a lark. You skipping and singing spiritual songs and hymns. That's how you know you love yourself. You see, if you got to be with somebody else all the time, then you don't love yourself. If you're okay with being by yourself, I'm not talking about this extreme stuff. I'm talking about you being okay with being by yourself. Then you are part of under over understanding. Number three, I'm sorry, not number three. The fifth word in eagerly advancing, godly, living, economics. The sixth word, scripturally. 3 John 1:2. Brethren, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. What about Ecclesiastes 12:13? Fear God, keep his commandments. This is all part of the Eagles Club. And last, scientifically. We don't have to touch on the science. We got the science down. We could talk metaphysics all day, every day. We can talk neutrinos. We can talk quarks. We can talk protons, neutrons. We can talk quantum theory. We can talk string theory. We can talk electromagnetic spectrum. You want to go science? All day, every day, we can do science. So the Eagles Club is an organization of like-minded people seeking the deeper aspects of life and godliness through biblical prosperity, through biblical health, through biblical wisdom, and the fourth element, through biblical relationships. Let me say that again. The Eagles Club is an organization of like-minded people seeking the scientific and spiritual, an organization of spiritual and scientifically like-minded people seeking. That means you want to move. You don't want to stay in the same spot. You want to advance. You want to attain biblical prosperity, biblical health, biblical wealth, and a biblical relationship with God, yourself, and others. That's the Eagles Club. Now, how are we going to do it? We're going to start off by giving you 50 books. 50 books written by yours truly on all of these topics. You say, well, Doc, man, that sounds pretty good, but, okay, what's the catch? Here's the catch. The catch, you got to join the Eagles Club for at least 6 months. You say, okay, Doc, I can do that. Well, how do I join? Eagles Club membership, $25. What do I do? Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make it a $25 donation. When you make that $25 donation, that cuts all of the books, products, and services in half. For example, the show that I'm doing today, $25. What is the title of the show? Chronic Dissatisfaction. Starts at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. So in order to get the code, if you're not an Eagles Club, just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation, make a $25 donation. If you are an Eagles Club member, you go to the website, you pay 50%. That particular show is free for the Eagles Club members. So if you already paid, for example, you pay the $25 right now to get the 50 books, I'll also send you the code for today's free lecture. Why? That message today is so important. It's free to all Eagles Club members. 50% off, free. If you're already an Eagles Club member, you'll be receiving that code here as soon as I finish up this show in about 5 minutes. Now, $25 makes you an Eagles Club member. $25. That's it. You say, well, Doc, sounds good. What? My $25, man, I'm going to get these 50 books. Which one of the 50 books, what 50 books were some of the titles? What are we talking about? Well, if you want to know what's included in these 50 books, again, just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says products and services, and you will see a list of the 50 books that you will be receiving. Now, all of these books are audio and PDF downloads. This does not include the hard copies. Let me say it again. All of these books are PDF, the electronic books that I will email you, and you can download them on your computer. They're just for you. These books are copyrighted. I wish, hope, and pray that you honor that copyright and do not share these books with other people. If they want these books, they can join just like you did. If you don't do that, you are violating spiritual law. It doesn't affect me. It's going to affect you. You won't be blessed. I'll be blessed, but you won't be blessed. Why? Every time I violate spiritual law, it's not intentional. So I asked God to show me every time I violate spiritual law. He showed me I was violating my marriage. He showed me what I was doing wrong. I've corrected it. He showed me what I was doing wrong in the Eagles Club. I've added on the fourth element. So the Eagles Club, let's go through some of these books. Number one, and these are all shows and topics and things that I've just finished. So I'm going to start at the top. Well, let's go back. Let's go back to the first book I ever did, Dare to Be You. That's one of the books. That's an old book 20 years ago, Dare to Be You. Foundation of the book talks about the Dear Canary Report, what it is, what it's all about, how I created it, everything inside that book, Dare to Be You. Next book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, one of the most profound books I've ever written. Also, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich Trilogy. So that's two, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich Trilogy. That's a book called Diligence, and then there's a book called Dare to Be You. All of those, same subject, four books breaking down you. But see, you don't understand, because I didn't understand. See, I thought me was something. Do you know that you, who you are, brother, who you are, sister, you are energy. But your energy is scattered. So you must become a single standing column of waveform duality or energy. Let me say it again. You are scattered. You must become a single column. Right? You're not. Right now, you're not. How do I know? Because you're not, just like me, I'm not a single standing column of waveform energy. Why? I have too many minds. What does that mean? That means that my gift is spread out over too many things. So I must become singleness of mind. Singleness. Singleness. A double-minded man will not receive anything from God. That's what the scripture says. I need one mind. That's what Bruce Lee used to say. People ask Bruce Lee, how do you do it? How do you do what you do? Bruce Lee says, too many minds, my friend. You must have one mind. What's another book? What Does Your Blood Say About You? What's another book? How to Create Money. Another book, Neurotheology. Wow. You want to get God on your brain? Read that book. Neurotheology. Another book, Activities. You want to blow your cookies? Read that one. Another book, The Smart Man's Guide to Real Estate Investing. Another book, How to Make $500 to $5,000 a Month on Facebook. It blows my cookies. Why are you on Facebook? You know how much money I made on Facebook last month? Now, last month was when all of my credibility was shot. Last month was like the one of the worst months for me, because people say, hey, well, man, this dude's a master teacher. You know, why this is going on in his life? His personal life is just in shambles. Look at that. He came home, you know, his wife left him, you know, all this stuff. Wife put him out, got another dude in his house. What is going on? This dude is not, man, this dude is a fraud. Man, if y'all only knew. Ask my wife, she'll tell you. Now, everything that happened in my life, I ordered it. Everything, down to the guy's height, weight, and age. Everything that's happened in my life right now, negatively, I ordered. Because I did not want to leave that situation without her being taken care of. So I ordered it. Then after I got my order, I said, you know what? Yeah, I don't like this order. So I changed it. Now, I know everybody tell you, you can't do that. That's what, remember, you was growing up, your parents would tell you, you made your bed, you lie in it. Yeah, that's for the other guy. That's not for me. Now, that statement sounds a little arrogant. People tell me that all the time. Well, Doc, man, you know, God been dealing me with that. That's the next show after this one, Trust and Humility. But see, I know something about the Creator because I spent time with the Creator. And the Creator says, son, anytime pain outweighs love, love is always there. Love is always there. Love is always there because I am love. Anytime pain outweighs love, love cannot be received or given. Let me say it again. Somebody need to write this down. Anytime pain outweighs love, love cannot be received or given. Let me say it again. Anytime you hurt somebody so much that the pain that you've inflicted on them outweighs their love for you, they can't love you, spiritual law. You can love them all you want, but they can't love you. Why? They are emotionally bankrupt, thanks to you. So what if you deposit love into their bank account? Then the love outweighs the pain. What happens when the love outweighs their pain? Then they can love you, they can love themselves, and they can love others. So again, every problem that you have, you created it. Every problem that you have, you can solve it, but you don't know how. And so people get mad at me because I know how to solve problems, because I pay attention. It's not free. You got to pay for it. I paid for it with time and with study. That's what's in these 50 books. That's why you need to read these 50 books so you can understand that God has given you the keys to the kingdom. It's in your brain. It's how you think. It's how you understand other people. It's how you take the word of God, and you don't use it to manipulate and con people. You use that word to love and cherish and uplift people. But if you make a mistake, don't stay in your mistake. Go back and fix it. So I got a choice to make today. I can go back and fix the mistakes I made, or I can just leave them like they are and move on and hurt somebody else. Move on, hurt somebody else. Guess what I decided to do? I'm going to go back and fix it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, brothers? What are you going to do, sisters? That's the Eagles Club. Eagles Club not functioning. People been in the Eagles Club months, years, still in the same spot. Something's not right. So if you don't want to use faith, the faith identification, thankfulness, nearness, enlightenment, scripture, and salvation. Let me say it again. Faith identification with Christ, thankfulness to God, nearness to Yahuwah, enlightenment of scriptures, bring about salvation of the body. Let me say it again. Faith and the identification with the Christos brings about a thankful heart that draws you near to God, a.k.a. Yahuwah, that brings about enlightenment of the scriptures that results in the salvation of your soul. That is the acronym for the word biblical fitness. It's a cookie blower. I haven't even broke that down yet because nobody's ready. Nobody's truly ready for biblical fitness. Nobody over the word fitness. That's one of the books. That's not included. But you might want to get your hands on it. You say, well, Doc, what else you got in these 50 books, man, that you're going to give out to people? The Cosmic Grotor, that's another one. How to Be a Master Creator, that's another one. Demonic Soul Tiles, that's another one. Seven Step Marketing, that's another one. Rotation Diet, that's another one. Distilled Water, another one. Salt, another one. Theo Mathematics, Blood Alchemy, Gromoria, Christian Satanist, Thinking, The Secret to Life, Eagles Club Flow, Jewish Mysticism, How to Reverse Aging, Toroidal Energy, Taurus, Horus, the Age of Horus, Samael, Blind God, the Era and Doctrine of Blame of Balaam, Proton Physics, Phantasmagoria, Ophiuchus, Theosophic Nutrition. What else we got? The Science and Metaphysics of Technotronics, the Metaphysics of New Clay. Just recently done that one. The Metaphysics of the Ark of the Covenant. Now, these are 299 books, audio books, I'm including, for $500, $499. What's another one? The Metaphysics of Frequencies. What's another one? Christos Krestos. Remember, we just did that one. What's another one? Spiritual Suicide. All of these, my brothers and sisters, are part of these 50 books for $499. What's another one? I Am Too Human. Let's see. What else we got? Another one we booked, another one that I did way, way back in the day, Cash or Calls. Another good book. Another one, The Triple Helix, or The Triple DNA Helix. Did that one way back in the day. Another one, The Father of Light. Another book, Morphology. Morphology, another great book. I've already mentioned Dare to Be You. Another book, Victim or Victor. Are you a victim or are you a victor? Which one are you, brothers? Which one are you, sisters? Are you a victim of life? Or are you a victor? Victim of Victor. Another one of the 50 books. Again, that's an audio book, but it's one of the greatest books. Really helped me in the time when I needed it. The Triune Brain. Again, another book. Nubaru, The Destroyer. Wow. Another great book. Another one, Electronic, Demonic, Possession. Wow. That's another great book. All of these, my brothers and sisters, are books that's included in the 50 books. 50 books for the $499. Now, of that $499, $25 of that, again, is set aside for the Eagles Club. The catch, you need to join and you need to stay with the Eagles Club for at least 6 months. Again, to take advantage of the offer today, when you become a member, you are agreeing to be with the Eagles Club for the next 6 months. What does that mean? Next 6 months, first of every month, you make that $25 payment to continue their membership with the Eagles Club. Again, one of the biggest benefits, and we're switching over to a membership-based company. We want to provide more membership. One of the things that I'm working on is, a membership site, probably be hosted by Ning. That's one of the platforms that I'm looking at using. Again, another benefit that you're already taking advantage of is, 50% off all of my products and services. We got the book, the audio series. This is a 10-hour audio series about the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul. This is going to be a big one. This is going to be a cookie blower. Because we've got to look at, is he actually an apostle or is he a fraud? The Apostle Paul. We're going to break that one down after we finish the series on trust and humility. The series on trust and humility, 7 hours audio series. This one is going to be very, very tough on men. The tough series, men. So I'm warning you up front. I think I may lose some close brothers on this one, because brothers, we've been perpetuating a fraud. It's time for us to be authentic. Because when you see what the definition of the Hebrew word that we get the English word trust from, it's going to be, wow. It took me about a week just to simulate that one word. That one word in Hebrew for the English word trust. And then the word humility, wow. That's another big one. Because we're not even, at least I don't know, I haven't met a man that has those two attributes, trust and humility, myself included. 53 years on the planet. I've never met a man who embodies the biblical definition of the word trust and the word humility. 53 years on the planet. And I've talked to a lot of people, and I have not met a man that embodied the biblical. Now, again, eagerly advancing. And the four things that we're trying to do in the Eagles Club, biblical. We want biblical. Now, you're not interested in the biblical stuff, this is not the organization for you. But if you want biblical wealth, that means peace. Biblical health. That means that you take care of your temple. Biblical wisdom. That means that you have trust and humility. And biblical relationships. That means that you have the seven keys that we talked about. Where you make your God number one. Where you make your wife. If she's good enough to be your woman, she should be good enough to be your wife. You make her number one. You treat her like a queen. You seek to sit down and understand what's going on in her head. You care enough about her that every day, there's not one day that her picture doesn't run through your head. There's not one day where you go through where you don't do something for her to make her feel loved, valued, and respected. A day doesn't go by. You know what, since this happened with me, I'm not going to even go there. Let me make sure you guys understand relationships. Those seven keys, if you do those seven keys, I guarantee you it will restore your relationship. That's biblical. But we got to go back to the biblical way of doing things. That's what the Eagles Club is all about. That's what's included in these 50 books. So again, as I conclude, I would like for the members of the Eagles Club, if you want to do anything, you want to promote anything, make a copy of this tape. You have my permission to give this tape to everybody that you know and don't know. Just send it to them in an email. Ask them, hey, listen to this. Why? because I want everybody listening to this. For $25, you can join Eagles Club. Now, do you got to pay the other $75? I'm sorry, the other $474 to get the 50 book? Absolutely not. A good friend of one of the members of the group, Brother Rome, brought up a good idea. Hey, what if somebody doesn't want to pay? What if somebody only wants $100? Well, basically, if you do the math, it comes out to about $10 a book. So, hey, maybe you only want to do 10 books. No problem. Email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, hey, Doc, I went to your website at masterteacher33.com. I picked out the 10 books that I like, and these are the 10. I'll make sure it's the 10 books that you like. After you went through the website at masterteacher33.com, you clicked on the link that says products and services. You went through, you selected 10 books, you made that donation of $100, bam, we'll make sure that you get your 10 books that you like. That simple. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers. Join me in about an hour as we really break down one of the most profound topics that true empathy. That's what chronic dissatisfaction is, a lack of true empathy. So we're going to break down here chronic dissatisfaction. It's not what you think. There's a reason why you're not satisfied. There's a reason why you're so driven. There's a reason why you can't relax. There's a reason why you're not happy. There's a reason why no matter what your mate does for you, you always see the negative. You always see the flaw, regardless of how much you could win the lottery. But you wanted in big bills, and they gave you in small bills. That's a reason why you're chronic, we're going to break down that word, dissatisfied. Join me at 2 p.m. Central. Again, just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, for the conference number and the conference ID. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Basically, just call me Brother Will. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Huh? still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.